And our scripture text this week is out of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to see the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, because an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him. They fell into a deep faint. Then the angel spoke to the woman. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He's been raised from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come and see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he's been raised and he went to Galilee. You'll see him there, and remember I have told you." The woman ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to find the disciples to give them the angel's message. As they went, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. And they ran to him, held his feet, and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I titled my message, "A Powerful Stone." Think about that. Stones, rocks, people have a tendency to look at them, and they go, and even gold or silver, when they go panning for gold, really that's what they're looking for, is a stone or a rock that's more valuable. But a lot of river stones, people like to collect them. My granddaughter always wanted us to bring stones back from wherever we traveled, whether it was the Holy Land or Greece or wherever we went. She liked to collect stones or rocks from different places around the world. Now, we assemble these collections, and sometimes people even put these collections of stones into the Natural History Museum. We chisel them, we wear them, we admire them. We love to identify their types and their origins. Whole fields of science have been dedicated just to the study of rocks. Rocks even hold various meanings. Think about all our rock types that we have, and rock formations, and surface rocks, and layered rocks, and volcanic rocks, and gemstones, and stone masonry, stone homes, stone walls, arrowheads, stepping stones. Some, just from the beginning of time, we have been interested in a relationship with stones. So it's no wonder then that stones represent a major metaphor in Scripture. Think for a moment of all the kinds of stones you remember from the Bible stories that you grew up with. Stone altars, Ten Commandments written in stone, the stone upon which Jacob rests his head before seeing the ladder of God, the smooth stones David used to slay Goliath, the stone formations from the Jordan River signifying the arrival to the Promised Land, the stones Moses strikes at Horeb, stories about stones being rolled away, the story in the Bible, both from Lazarus and from Jesus' tomb. In John's Gospel, we merely read that the stone had been removed from the tomb of Jesus and Mary Magdalene came, but in Matthew's Gospel, as I just read, calls us more of attention to the meaning of the stone. We say stone here, but actually we're talking about a pretty sizable boulder. It was very common in Israel in that day, in that part of the world, whenever they would bury somebody, they put them in a cave and they would roll a big stone across the front so that the animals and different things couldn't get in there. But if you remember when Jesus talked about the revival of Lazarus, Jesus instructed the standbyers to roll that stone away from the tomb, the one that acted as a seal for that cave. Now we know that Jesus' cave or tomb was likewise sealed with a large boulder that probably took several men to put into position. Yet in Jesus' resurrection story, we learn from Matthew that in a single angel of the Lord descended from heaven with a great sound and a great earthquake, perhaps much like the one that sounded when the temple cloth split in two, and rolled back that stone and then sat on it, and his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. This was a momentous event, that so much so that the Roman guards literally turned pale and shook with fear, dropped to the ground, paralyzed in terror. You know, they looked like dead men. Think about that. Roman guards were pretty tough guys. And this act of God's angel was so momentous, that powerful, and frightening that they began trembling uncontrollably. The event paralyzed them with fear. The angel was a messenger. The angel let them know, "Do not be afraid." And he showed them the empty cave and the slab where he had been, presumably with cloths, left behind, because they wrapped him up, you know. As John tells us, he announced that Jesus had been raised from the dead, that he's gone ahead of them, and they will see him later. The women then see Jesus along the way. He also tells them not to be afraid, but to let the others know that they will be seeing him as well. But what about that stone? Whereas John spends a significant time telling us about the cloth that had been on Jesus' body, Matthew chooses to focus on the stone and the angel, and the fact that while resurrection may strike fear into unbelievers, those who follow Jesus can see this as a great sign of hope, reassurance, power, victory. Power and might, in fact, that we could say, are key here. There was a heavy boulder-like stone, yet the angel of the Lord swept it right to the side dramatically, and then equally and dramatically as he sat on it, as though to say, "Boom!" You know, that happens sometimes in church when somebody drops a microphone, it'll just startle you like, "Boom!" God has entered the area. No matter how powerful and large, in charge, you guards, you Messiah killers and officials think you are, you're weak as a mouse compared to the power of Almighty God. You think that you can kill God's Messiah? Think again. Anyone who has ever come face to face with the true force of nature, a storm like tornadoes or whatever, will know a fraction of that feeling of immense power that puts you in your place. In the direct face of a hurricane, tornado, tsunami, earthquake, we realize how little control in our world that we truly have. In a sense, this event was much like that. Power, Roman guards, not in the face of God's power. The image of the angel rolling away that boulder and then setting on it is one of such power, majesty, and in-your-face victory. That's completely overwhelming. It's God having the last word, or I'd like to even say the last laugh. It's God saying, "Hey, you absolutely are not any competition with me." It's an angel saying this. This is how it's going to be. Boom! The power of absolute authority. The power of the Word of God. The stone is the witness, and God has opened and released even the guard, sentenced to death. Everything that they thought they knew, believed, and could be sure of, were certain about their authority, their belief system, their power, and their control, is gone. In one flash of a second, as that stone was rolled from the tomb. Now the guards knew what they saw, and later they would hedge because the story was so fantastic. But in their hearts they knew, and in a sense proclaimed, Jesus had triumphant, and he was so much more than they had even understood. One of the soldiers even said, "Surely this was the Son of God. Well, we talk about Jesus being the cornerstone of life, and he truly is. That movement mentioned many times before became the way. And it's been signified right there at the tomb by the opening of the seal. Jesus would not be sealing a stone or weighing a stone or a persecutory stone or even a wet stone. I get called, "Oh, Ralph Whetstone, I know him." Or a wet stone, but a cornerstone of freedom for everyone who would trust in him to lead them into life and how we can have it more abundantly. It's no wonder that Jesus' church was to be built upon a stone. Remember Peter? With Peter, the stone foundation for the church and each of us as living stones. Jesus' temple would never be made of stone or brick or any other kind of physical inhabiting, exclude sealing and separating a thing. No, Jesus' temple would be spiritual, a spiritual temple with room for all people, grounded in power and might and stamped with the promise and the grace of God. Jesus' stone is the freedom stone. Jesus' temple is free and open, fully accessible, and entirely available space for God's people to reside in peace, love, and freedom. Oh yeah, the stone was rolled away, as it records in scriptures, and it opens the access door to all of us, to everlasting life. No longer will any of us be confined to the earth as mere dust, but we will have access to the heavens. The angel sat upon the rock, victorious over the confines of the earth, and death, and finality, and the curse of Adam. The angel sits upon the rock, triumphant and confident that he has done it. Jesus has declared us free and clear. Hallelujah! He is risen. He is risen indeed. Now that's a cause to celebrate. Because of what Jesus did through the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and his promise coming again. Wow! He's given us that victory over death and sin that the devil held over all of God's creation for so many years. But Jesus broke that bondage, and now we have the hope of eternal life because of what Jesus did. In the breaking out, I don't know if he broke out of it, but coming out of that tomb and seen by many. It wasn't a pipe dream. It was real. God humbled himself and come into the flesh of a human being, experienced everything that we experienced up to and including death, but the grave could not hold him. He was raised from the dead and seen by many, and the world now says, oh, he broke that bondage over sin and death. Thank you, Jesus. And if you've never taken time just to say, Lord, I want you to come into my life and be Lord over it, boy, take that time, because it's a peace that passes all understanding. It's a powerful stone. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Hope to see you in person sometime soon.